Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meets and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens, and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars. You can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Subtitle, The Wonderment of Jazz. Oh, man, that sounded good when my pen hit the paper and I was writing it down and the ink was flowing and it was making little jazz notes. I said, what is this on my sheet? It's a jazz, Dom. Jazz. I said, oh, man, boy, them spirits be tearing me up, man. I want to send a shout out to one of my best friends in Memphis, Tennessee, who is right now in a rehabilitation center, rehab. Great guy, taught me a lot by my side, like my brother. He kind of lost his eyesight, and now he told me the other day they're working on his therapy for him to be able to walk better. And he said, hey, man, I told him, let me call Don, because he the man. I say, okay, man. But that guy there, you couldn't ask for a better friend. And everybody always talks about Dr. Sebi, who was really good in the medical field. But they didn't know that my best friend is the one who brought Dr. Sebi to America because he was married to Dr. Sebi's sister, Maxine. And that girl could cook. Only thing I didn't like about her cooking, she said, Don, you got to eat all of the duck, even the head, the eyes, the feet. I go, oh, feet, duck feet? No, no. But all three of us, we were really, really good friends. So I'm sending a shout out to him. And he is going to listen tonight. So that shouts for him. Hey, listen, we got a great show coming up for you tonight. We are pushing. I've got close to 100 pages on my book, Vindication. I am going to have that sucker finished by next week. I am going to release it. I might even try to do it this weekend. You know how crazy I get. I just try to keep going, and I need sleep. And I said, don't sleep, just fight. But anyway, we got a great jazz show for you tonight. And the new website is up, thedsmtv.net. So you can go there and order your books. And let's see some numbers popping up. All right, we got some great jazz for you tonight. Our featured artist is Earl Clue, and we're going to play a little Mesa, Hypnotic, and then we're going to play, who else is on here? Boney James. Who else is on here? Diana Krall. I see so many Earl Clue tracks. What did you load the whole Earl Clue thing? Layla Hathaway. So let us get started to the show. And again, I'm going to be working, but I'm going to be playing music because I am going to finish this book and get it done. So here we go. Let's start off with a group called Citizen Queen, and it's Killing Me Softly by Roberta Flack and Donny Hathaway. They cut it up. So let's see what Citizen Queen could do with this track.
Strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song.
1, 2, 3,
I heard he sang a good song. I heard he had a style. And so I came.
Right on, strumming my
singing that song, I was typing on the, you know, I got two computers, right? One act like it's crazy. The other one got a broke key. And I was typing, the little face with his fingers. I did. Really. And I had to erase it because it's not supposed to be in my Grammarly thing. It said, Don, you're supposed to be writing a book, not typing, killing me softly. Hey, I'm going to play this track called Hypnotic by Mesa. Hypnotic Love. Oh, man. You know how you get hypnotic? Your eyes be rolling around in your head. Your heart be pumping fast. Boom, 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 boom. And your fingers be sweating. I love them. Hey, but it's a great... it's a... Nah, where do you get their voices from? I don't know. All right, Hypnotic. Mesa.
Baby, bum, bum, da-do-ba-do.
Hey, did you hear me cutting there? The need of love. Yes, I can sing. Hey, I'm going to play this track, Now or Never, featuring Jonathan Fritzen. It's a Darryl Williams track. Then we're going to jump to Earl Clue, Across the Sand. Wow. This is deep, man. Now or never. How about that?
You can reach me by railway. You can reach me by trainway. You can reach me on an airplane. You can reach me with your mind. You can reach me by caravan. Cross the desert like an airy man. I don't care how you get here, just get here if you can. You can reach me by sailboat. Climb a train, swing rope to rope. Take a sled and fly down slow into these arms of mine. You can jump on a speedy coast. Cross the border in a blaze of hope. I don't care how you get here, just get here if you can. There are hills and mountains between us, always something to get over. If I had my way, surely you would be closer. I need you closer.
Oh, man. Now, you know, I just played The Sand. Then I played Get Here. And she says, I don't care if you're an Arab man. Just get here. Cross the sand, go through the desert. I don't care. And Earl says, man, you better get to moving across that sand to that girl. Oh, man. I'm bad, man. Okay. My producer just said on the Skype, is your head going to get any bigger? He doing his hands like this, like my head is just swollen up. Hey, don't be jealous. Hey, I'm going to play another Earl Clue track called I'll see you again. So he answered a question. Just get it when you can. I'll see you again. Man, I'm on a high because I'm almost done with this book, man. And I'm at a part where she's been dismissed from one school called McGraw because they say she was too wild. I'm talking about Edmonia. And now her brother is home with a pocket full of money, and he's lobbying to get her into Oberlin. And he's talking to all the abolitionists. And he's like, look, my sister's going to go to this school. She's already been disenfranchised by another school. And I'm not having it. She's going to go to this school. So that's such a powerful thing to have your brother come and lobby for you. My sister's too beautiful and a great student. She had great grades at McGall. So anyway, I'm not going to tell you the rest of the story, but I'm so enthralled with what's going on. Earl Clue, and I'm going to follow that up with Inside My Dreams by Mesa, followed up by Jimmy Sachs, No Man, No Cry. that was Jimmy Sax, S-A-X. Hey, did you know I got a, the FTC sent me a little radio thing. Come on, Don, did you say Jimmy Sax on the radio? I said, no, I said Jimmy Sax. I could read, even though I did want to say Jimmy Sax. They said, what? Jimmy Sax, S-A-X. You know, when I was a little boy, I used to get in trouble about curse words. And I'd be writing on the walls outside, P-U. And my mother would say, you bet not. I was going to write cat behind it. She said, yeah, you're going to get a cat. You're going to get a whooping, Don. That just reminded me of Jimmy Sax and Jimmy Sex. Well, you was a mischievous little boy. Hey, I'm going to play this track called You, Clouds and Rain. It's a jazz track from Korea. The good Korea, not the bad Korea. All right, Shin Young Jay is doing the track. And it's one of them that you could do stepping on, but it's a jazz track.
Thank you. that you spend it all with me. All the seasons and the times of your day, all the nickels and the dimes of your day, let the reasons and the rhymes of your day all begin and end with me.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, You examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars. You can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
And I'm back, and you're listening to That Jazz Now. The Wonderment of Jazz is our subtitle. Jazz has been a staple in the world of music, along with the blues, because sometimes the blues artists play a little jazz, and sometimes they cry on the jazz saxophones and stuff. I'm playing the blues, man. I thought you were supposed to be playing jazz. I am, man. I'm blue, and I got the jazz. Nah. Okay, all right. Hey, but guess what? You can reach the show by dialing 347-633-9376. That is the number you can dial from all over the world to get into the show, or go to the dsmtv.net and hit the on-air button, and you can get to the show. Man, we're trying to become powerful, man, and we're going to do it. I don't care. I'm going to kick and scream till I make it. And I like that the, T-H-E. See, it separates us from all the little DSM TVs. So when I was putting it together, the controller people of the websites and internet said, well, Don is already a DSM TV. So how are you going to do that? I said, well, is there a .com? Yeah. Is there a .? But you can't have that because we don't have fire. I said, what about .net? They said, no, that's kind of got it. I said, okay, how about the, T-H-E, the number one, the one and only? They said, you could have it, the DSMTV. So I went into the huddle with my production team, and now we're going to be putting that to the forefront. Hey, are you listening to the, T-H-E, DSMTV.net? I like the sound of that. I really do, man. All right, we got some more great music for you. And if you want to get a book on my new book, Vindication, you can go to DSMTV. Don't forget to put the T-H-E in front of it. You can order the book, as it is definitely coming out next week. I don't care what I got to do. Called Why Should I Care by Diana Krall, who's a big-time jazz singer, sang with in some of the Clint Eastwood movies. And then I'm going to jump to Earl Klugh, our featured artist for the night. He's got a track called Change of Heart. Bad.
Was there something more I could have done? Or was I not meant to be the one? Where's the life I thought we would share? And should I care? And will someone else get more of you? Will she go to sleep more sure of you?
will she wake up knowing you're still there? Why should I care? There's always one to turn and walk away, and one who just wants to stay. But who said that love is always fair? And why should
That was Layla Hathaway, then was then, and now is now. And I can't even think of a corny joke. I was just about to say, well, then is then, and now is now. So that's a great song. God, what is wrong with you? Anyway, we got a great show tonight. My board is starting to light up with blue lights, and it is 8:23 already. You know, a lot of times I'll sneak an artist in the jazz section, and just because I like their music, I think they can track. You know, it's not called jamming anymore or cutting it. It's called tracking. Now, I know y'all don't understand some of that new lingo, and some of you do, but it's called tracking because we have to look it up and decide on if we're going to play it. See, it's no longer just a set of Ella Fitzgerald, Dinah Washington, Dakota Staden, Miles Davis. Now we call it tracking because we got guys like Kurt Whalen. We got guys like Earl Klugh and some others. So they tracking. So I just thought I'd spread that for you. All right, let me get to a track. Layla Hathaway, I'm going to play this track called Change Your Heart by Earl Klugh. And when I come back, man, we got 30 more minutes with the great jazz. And I'm going to even play a track by Monica called Before You Walk Out of My Life. Think about it, because I got this 45 waiting on you. No, I'm just kidding. She wouldn't say that. Let me play the track.
Butterfly, A New World of Adventure, by renowned American author Don S. McClure, is one of the best stories from his collection of literary works. This story is based on the idea that fate will guide your destiny once a genuine friendship begins in your life. The pages are filled with an unusual friendship between a female blue butterfly with only 115 days to live and a young woman who has taken her career to new heights in her life. When her life is turned upside down by a reckless driver who runs a stop sign, causing her to become the victim of a life-threatening accident, This tragic event will form the beginning of an unknown friendship between our blue butterfly and her two friends, a brown royal monarch and a beautiful black butterfly. The butterflies create bonds of respect and love for each other as they decide to help Rita, the young woman who lost her determination to live. The butterflies must find a way to get Rita to the healing waters of the Sierra Mountains during their adventure. I Love Being a Butterfly, a new world of adventure, shares the belief that everyone's life is exceptional and has great purpose, no matter what happens in the days that follow. And as 115 days come to an end, there will be an everlasting bond of sincere friendship that will not be broken. Created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Available for purchase at dsmpublications.net.
Well, we are back, and the number to dial is 347. I didn't have my headset. There's something wrong with your head. 347-633-9376. That is the number you can dial from all over the world on Wednesday and Friday and Saturday and Sunday. Wow. I mean, I'm enjoying it. We got some more great tracks for you. We're doing a little thing. And I like this music, man. There's one called Acoustic Lady by Earl Klugh. He's our featured artist for tonight. We got 20 minutes to go. So let's listen to Earl Klugh.
Thank you.
Show, but I have enjoyed it. I mean, immensely, immensely, immensely. And I have really been in the zone, and my phone is blowing up with texts. Let's see what's going on. What's going on? Oh, okay. Pretty good. Pretty good. I like those kind of texts. But, you know, doing the shows, we have a lot of fun, too. And the best jazz on Wednesday. So, want you to remember that when we're sending out those subscription letters to get you involved. And, you know, we will be fine as wine. Let me find a little short track that I could play before I skedaddle back to my keyboards and do some more writing because I'm almost done. What do I want to play? How about I play Killing Me Softly? It's only a few minutes. Step on it like a bug, softly. Don't crush me. Don't crush me, Don. That's what the little ants be saying. And then I take my big foot, my eight, and say, no! That don't have nothing to do with my radio show. Hey, be safe out there.
Strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song.
1, 2, 3, I heard he said,